Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you, no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. You know, today's message is going to be followers of Jesus are being hunted by the evil spirits of the earth. Yes, followers of Jesus are being hunted by the evil spirits of the earth. How many of you know today, if you're a follower of Jesus, you're going to be hunted? You're going to be hunted by the spirits of this earth. Yes, there's so many entities that are hunting you down, because this truth of the matter is, this world crucified Jesus, and this world hates followers of Jesus. In Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52, follow me in your Bibles, Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52, those who were my enemies without cause hunted me like a bird. Yes, the truth of the matter is, here we have the weak and the helpless, the fearful and the timorous that flees from place to place when pursued. So it was with the prophet, or rather with the people of the Jews that he represents here. For here, and in the following verse, speaks not only of himself, but of them, who then they fled out of the city, were chased and pursued by the Chaldeans like a bird, till they were taken. Yes, they were hunted down, they were pursued without a cause, which may be connected to the word enemies. Enemies pursued me without a cause. I don't know about you today, but you need to understand, if you're a believer of Jesus Christ, you're going to be pursued without a cause. You're going to be pursued without a cause. I was reading this article that a Muslims, they hunt man for becoming Christians. Once again, here's a Christian being hunted. In a dark and a quiet room and Kabul, Afghanistan, a Christian man named Joseph quietly prays. He is on the run from his family in Pakistan, who are desperately searching for him. They don't want a happy reunion. They don't want to rescue a family member who's gone astray. They want to murder their relative for having the audacity to leave Islam and become a Christian. Joseph's brother-in-law now literally hunts him across the planet. You need to understand today, followers of Jesus are being hunted all across the world, all across this planet today. The brother-in-law recently landed in Kabul from Pakistan on his desperate search for the Christian. He even offered the reporter of the New York Times $20,000 just to tell him where the man was hiding. Once he finally finishes with his Christian brother-in-law, he plans to turn on his nephew and kill him as well. If I find him, once he will be done with him. I will kill his son as well, because his son is a bastard and he is not from a Muslim father. And you need to understand that today there's really no difference between a radical Islam or a moderate Islam. They still are under the mind control. They still are under mind control. And this is the danger that faced by every convert to Christianity in the Islamic world. While many Muslim countries claim to have a religious freedom, what they really mean is that they have the freedom to be Muslim. For many who convert to Christianity in the Muslim world, their life after conversion is short and violent. The Quran teaches that any Muslim who converts from Islam is an apostate and must be put to death, a penalty many Muslims faithful seem happy to carry out. The New York Times tells a little about Josie's conversion. I inherited my faith, but I saw so many things that made me discard my religious beliefs, Joseph said. Even if I get killed, I won't convert back. When I threw away my Islamic beliefs, I was living in a space of spiritual emptiness. During that time, I was studying different religions, Buddhism, Hinduism, and Christianity. I was studying Islam as well. And after 15 days in Germany, he turned himself in and applied for asylum and was held in the refugee camp where the monotony was broken by visits from missionaries. I think I was impressed by the personality of Jesus himself, he said. The fact that he came here to take all of our sins, that moved me. I admire his character and personality long before I was baptized. And after Joseph's conversion from Islam, he was deported out of Germany into Italy. And after months of living in poverty and homelessness, he finally gave up and returned to his wife's family in Pakistan. He put all the information about his life in Europe on a flash drive, which he protected carefully, knowing that if anyone found out, his life would be in danger. But he was eventually found out. His wife's family caught him one evening after work and tied him up in the family home. They were ready to kill him when his father-in-law told them to wait so that he could speak to Joseph's family to see what they wanted to do. And while they waited to hear back, Joseph was able to escape the house and leave Pakistan and find solace in Afghanistan. But even now, in hiding and fearing for his life, Joseph seemed sure of his decision. When I threw away my convictions, it was hard to speak with people about it. It was like the imaginary prison. Now it is the other way around. My body is a prison, but my soul is free. We are eagle rising prey for our brothers and sisters, scattered all over the Islamic world, hiding, running, praying, as they live in fear and hunted down day by day by barbaric Muslim repos simply because they are Christian. You need to understand today that if you're a follower of Jesus, you are being hunted down. You are being hunted down by Muslims. The Muslims cult, there's no difference between a radical Muslim and a moderate Muslim. There's no difference. They're they're both under mind control. It's like saying there's no difference between an extremist that follows Charles Manson or a moderate that follows Charles Manson. They both follow Charles Manson. But I'm here to tell you today, we see around the world today that Muslims are hunting Christians. We know today around the world that Muslims are hunting Christians. And this is a fact. This is a fact that is happening in this society. And the Bible is very clear. If you're a follower of Jesus, you will be hunted, and it's no different in the Bible. It's no different in the Bible. You see, Muslims can be compared. You can compare Muslims to the Chaldeans, the Babylonians, in the time of Jeremiah, where they were hunted down. In Jeremiah chapter 52, verse 7 and 9, then the city was broken into, and all the men of war fled and went forth from the city at night by the way of the gate between the two walls, which was the king's garden. Through the Chaldeans were all around the city, and they went by far of all of Arabah. In Jeremiah 52, verse 8, but the army of the Chaldeans pursued the king and overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho, and all the army was scattered from him. You see, if man is the most dangerous animal on the planet, then hunting man is the most dangerous game. If man is the most dangerous animal on the planet, then hunting man is the most dangerous game. That's the basis for the long-standing entertainment trope known as the survivalist or the human prey genre. Began by a famous short story and extrapolated out across numerous categories, both realistic action thriller or silly comedy, the tracking, and the killing of other people have come to symbolize everything that's wrong with a society. And from the desire to destroy to the acknowledgement of taboos and titles. You know, there's a lot of movies of man hunting man. And I'm here to tell you today, we see that in the Bible, and we see it today, that man is hunting man. And we see that all across our mainstream media, that man is hunting man. The movies like Targets and Hard Targets, and you've watched movies where man has now become the prey. He thought he was the hunter, but now he is the hunted. I'm here to tell you today, if you're a follower of Jesus, you are becoming the hunted. And there's many, many articles of the Middle East where Muslims are hunting Christians, that followers of Jesus are also being hunted. They are being hunted. A news article that came out of Fox News, out of Indonesia, we see imams wanting to start a jihad. We will not stop hunting Christians and burning churches. We will not stop hunting Christians and burning churches. Christians are Allah's enemies, one Islamic leader said, according to the report by the Gatestone Institute titled The Indonesian Jihad on Christian Churches. So, there is the hunt for followers of Jesus and Christians. They are to hunt earnestly and to keenly, to take provision. To hunt is to hate, to oppose oneself, to bear a grudge, to retain animosity against, oh come on somebody, I don't know about you, but Muslims today in 2015 are hunting Christians down all across the world. And that is true. But I'm also here to tell you that not only Muslims are hunting followers of Jesus, but we also, believe it or not, have Satanists hunting followers of Jesus. So we can't just say Muslims are hunting Christians, but we can say there's others that are also hunting Christians. In the book of Job, chapter 11, verse 19, expansive, without a care in the world, you'll be hunted out of many of your blessings. You see, Job realized that Satan was on the hunt. The Bible says he's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And he is on the hunt for those that believe in Jesus Christ. So I'm not... Now, Satan is using the Muslim religion, but Satan, he can use anything to hunt the Christian down. Many of the Muslim jihadists want to hunt Christians down and take many of your blessings. Many Muslims that are under the same kind of cult-like mindset are pushing to destroy Western civilization as we know it and hunt Christians down. But it's nothing new under the sun. Many times in the Bible, the Jewish followers of Jesus were also hunted down by the Chaldeans, the Babylonians, come on, Nebuchadnezzar, and Christians throughout centuries have always been hunted down. In Psalms chapter 143, verse 3, the enemy hunted me down and kicked me and stomped me within an inch of my life. He put me in a black hole, buried me like a corpse in the dungeon. You see, King David was hunted down in his lifetime. King David in the Psalms knew what it was like to be hunted. I don't know, as a follower of Jesus today, I have to tell you that you are being hunted. You are being hunted, but I can't just say Muslims are hunting you down. I'm here to tell you that even Christians could be hunting followers of Jesus down. There's church religious demons that are hunting followers of Jesus down. There is voodoo in the Gulf Coast that are hunting followers of Jesus down. There is Jezebel spirits in America that are hunting followers of Jesus down. There is voodoo. There is Satanists that are hunting followers of Jesus down. Oh, come on, somebody. There is Christian churches today that are hunting followers of Jesus down. The Apostle Paul knew this is what happened, or King David knew this is what happened to him. He was hunted down many times and beaten and thrown in the black hole, left for dead. He was hunted down. King David knows what it's like to be hunted down like an animal. A lot of followers of Jesus, a lot of Christians around the world knows what it's like to be hunted down like an animal. And it's true in today's society that Christians, those followers of Jesus, are being hunted down by not only Muslims, but also being hunted down by political correctness in America. Political correctness in America are hunting followers of Jesus down. If you pray at a football game, you're going to be fired if you believe in Jesus. If you bring your Bibles to your public schools, you're going to be expelled, followers of Jesus. If you wear a cross around your neck, you might not get a job, you followers of Jesus. If you do not put your name on a certain document, you are being what? Thrown in jail, you followers of Jesus. The truth of the matter is, we have to say the spirits of this world are hunting followers of Jesus down. Yes, we know that Muslims are hunting Christians down, but they are not the only ones. We have to say that cult religions are hunting Christians down. Jehovah's Witnesses, the Mormons are hunting followers of Jesus down. In Psalms 143:3, this is another one of the grounds upon which David founded his prayer, namely the evil conduct of Absalom, his unscrupulous, reprobate son. I mean, David's own son hunted him down. We need to understand that today, that if you're a follower of Jesus, you will be hunted like an animal. If you are a follower of Jesus, you will be hunted like an animal. In Isaiah chapter 13, verse 14, like a hunted white-tailed deer, like lost sheep with no shepherd, people will huddle with a few of their own kind, run off to some makeshift shelter. Meaning the power of Babylon with their hired soldiers. You can compare the Babylonian army with the Muslim religion today. Babylonians hunted Israel and the Jewish people back then, and Muslims are hunting Christians today. But the Bible says that they were hunted, that God's people, that those believed in Jesus, they were hunted like a white-tailed deer. I don't know about you today, but some of you, you've gone deer hunting, and as you could imagine, you that believe in Jesus, put yourself in the deer's footstep, daring a hunting season. I'm here to tell you that today is hunting season, and you need to understand, if you believe in Jesus, I want to warn you to be very careful, because you are now are going to be the one that's going to be hunted, just like the Babylon. They hunted the Jewish people back then, you need to understand that the gazelle, the most timid and easily startled, the Bible says that his people will be hunted like white-tailed deer. Oh my gosh. Like white-tailed deer. And they said that you will be hunted like a sheep with no shepherd, no man, no sheep defenseless without a shepherd. Yes, yes. The Bible says in Jeremiah 50, verse 17, if you want to follow along with me in the Bible, Israel is scattered flock hunted down by lions. You see, so many times in the Bible, so many times, God's people have been hunted down. It's nothing new that Muslims want to hunt Christians down today. It's happened over and over and over of past generations and centuries, but Israel is a scattered flock hunted down by the lions in Jeremiah 50 verse 17. The king of Assyria started the carnage. The king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, has completed the job, gnawing the bones clean. You need to understand this today, that all the descendants of Jacob have been harassed and spoiled. First by the Assyrians, and afterward by the Chaldeans. They acted towards them as a lion to the sheep which he caught. First he devoured all the flesh. Next he breaks all the bones and extracts the marrow. Please understand, if you've ever watched a nature show, you're going to realize that a lion, when he catches his prey, he gnaws his prey to the bone. He gnaws his prey to the bone. And just like the Babylonians, the Nebuchadnezzar, and the Assyrians and the Chaldeans, the Muslims want to spill the blood of every Christian around the world. Like a lion chewing on the bones of a sheep, have you ever watched these wild animals chew on the bones of other animals? This is what Muslims and many other spirits want to do to Christians. But I'm here to tell you that we can't just say Muslims want to do this to Christians. There's the evil spirits of the world that want to destroy followers of Jesus. There's evil spirits of the world that wants to destroy followers of Jesus. And followers of Jesus now, the Bible says, are being hunted like white-tailed deer. White-tailed deer. In Lamentations 1:3, after years of pain and hard labor, Judah had gone into exile. She camped out among the nations, never feels at home, hunted by all. She stuck between a rock and a hard place. You see, Christians back then and Christians now are being hunted by all. You understand? We can't just say Muslims, even though we know they are. They want to hunt and kill Christians or followers of Jesus, but Christians are being hunted by all. I don't know, you can sort of say a follower of Jesus is like a white-tailed deer during hunting season that's being hunted by all. I want to warn you today, if you choose to take up and follow Jesus Christ, the cross, you will be hunted by all. You're going to be hunted by all. You're going to be hunted by the world in Lamentations 3:52, enemies without no reason to be enemies, hunted me like a bird. But you see, the Bible says in Acts chapter 17, verse 5, but the hard-line Jews became furious over the conversation, mad with jealousy. They rounded up a bunch of brawlers off the streets and soon had an ugly mob terrorizing the city as they hunted down Paul and Silas. Paul and Silas was hunted down. They broke into the house thinking that Paul and Silas was there. And of course, Paul and Silas was hunted down by a mob of brawlers. If you are a follower of Jesus, you could be hunted down by a mob of brawlers. You could be hunted down by bringing the gospel of Jesus to a wicked city. You could be hunted down all over this world. Yes, we know today, if you're a follower of Jesus, you're being hunted down by Muslims. But I'm here to tell you that if you, followers of Jesus, are being hunted down by spirits of the earth. Yes, you are being hunted down by many forms of wickedness today. Followers of Jesus are being hunted down by the evil spirits of the earth. You are being hunted down by Satanism. You are being hunted down by political correctness. You are being hunted down by your mainstream television. You are being hunted down when you go to your church. I'm here to tell you today, if you follow Jesus, more than likely you have become the prey for the hunted. If you are a follower of Jesus, you are now becoming like a white-tailed deer. And we need to trust in Jesus that He will make our feet quick, that He will protect us everywhere we go. We need to pray that Jesus Christ will change America, protect us from those that want to hunt us down. Yes, I'm here to tell you, if you follow Jesus, you are now being hunted. We need Jesus to guide our steps, to protect us, to lead us in a safety from those that want to hunt us down. Followers of Jesus are being hunted down by the evil spirits of this earth. And this is why we need a safe place. And this is why those that follow Jesus need to go to a place of safety. And we want America to be a land that followed Jesus once again. Once again. We want America to be that land of safety that we once always had. The history of America is a Christian nation. We people, through our generosity, have taken advantage of the generosity of Christians. Yes, we are a generous people. That's why all everybody in the world wants to come to America. They're on the backs of Christian generosity. This is why we need Jesus back in America. This is why we need Jesus back in America. We need Jesus back in Paris, France. We need Jesus back in Canada. We need Jesus back in Germany. We need Jesus in Thailand. We need Jesus all over this world. We need Jesus in America so we can be safe again. I'm here to tell you, Satan is hunting you down if you're a believer in Jesus. Satan is. And we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now.